Welcome to the newest episode of The Weekly Freak. I'm Jacqueline Pirtle, your host, and I'm just so excited that you're here. So I tell you what, I want to talk with you about being a really good human being. And you might say, well, okay, Jacqueline, come on. You know, that's a subject and a topic that everyone knows, and it's been talked about all the time and everything. And I get it. However, you know, a reminder and a refresher is never a bad thing. And on top of that, where I'm coming from is very, very energetic. So I tell you what, when you hold yourself responsible for everything that you feel, for how you show up, for who you are, and you're not finger pointing towards anybody and say, they did that to me, they said that to me, or this is what happened because of them or because of it, the situation or whatnot. And you say instead, I'm gonna take responsibility of everything that I feel. Everything, every feeling that I have is mine. It's not because of anybody else. It's not because of anything else. Has nothing ever to do with anybody out there, but just with me. It's just through life experiences and through being here in this amazing life, I basically have these experiences that initiate and bring up in me something that's already there. So nothing makes me angry, but when something happens in life and my reaction to that or to them is being angry, it just means that that experience is bringing up something in me, my anger in me, that's already there. And that's wonderful because it's time for it to come up so I can take responsibility for it. I can deal with it and then I can let it go and deal with it. It gotta come up in order to go out. Very, very seriously, sure. And so when you live like that, it does not mean that you cannot mess up anymore, because we're humans and we do things all the time that we could do better, right? It's not a mess up. It's really like we could have done it better with the knowing that we have now. It also doesn't mean that whatever everybody else out there is doing is necessarily good and you have to agree with or you have to even like it. All it means is that you keep your inner you close and you stay close to your inner you and you take responsibility, because ultimately you cannot fix anything out there, and it's not your job to fix anything out there or to, you know, to make people change or whatnot. It's your job to take responsibility and then go from there and really be that beam of light, you know, that you really are here to do and to be, and that you can only accomplish if you focus inward. Now, on a physical life level, we always see, you know, these problems and these habits and behaviors of other people and what's happening in life. And it always seems like it's really, really, you know, traumatic or bad or whatnot. And I'm not saying I'm in denial and nothing bad is ever happening in the world. However, on the energetic level, that's not the case. It's not being looked at or felt like that only until we say so. Meaning that when you go on the energetic level, you can actually deal with, or you can look at even the most horrific things that are happening in life through the energetic essence, through your energetic being, through your energetic eyes. And there, since it doesn't have that stamp attached, that is really, really bad, you can actually deal with it, you know, because on a physical life level, a lot of times it's too emotional, it's too hurtful. And it's like, you cannot even, you know, understand why somebody does something so bad or so horrific or whatnot. However, and that means you can't really deal with it, right? You can't get over that emotional hump. However, when you go energetic and you say, you know what, everything just is until it's being said or felt like that it's right or wrong. Everything just is on the energetic, you know, level, meaning that there I can actually go into a neutral state and I can actually look at it through those eyes and I can heal. I can not make sense of it. That's not what it is. It's just you can absolutely find the understanding of saying, you know what? Everyone has an inner being. Everyone has a path. Everyone is here to experience life. And yes, it comes from all different directions. It includes all different ways and, you know, to live life and what's right or wrong or whatnot. But what you can is then do you find it somewhere deep in your heart to still look at everyone as a human being, as a soul being, and that has an inner being that's physical and that's energetic. And no matter what's happening or what they did or how they lived their life, you can somehow find your connection to be one with everything, because ultimately that's what we are. And on a physical life level, without taking responsibility of everything that you feel and going inward and betting your whole house on being inward and inside, that is a really hard task to do. However, when you go energetic, you will absolutely open your heart, you will see things differently, and you will also find different, very potent solutions as to how you can live your life coming from inward, the way it's been given to you or what's happening in your surroundings. You can also then find it in your heart, you know, to make the changes, because you're going to be so aligned and you can expand so much as such and then calibrate into such a big beam of light that you're going to be stronger, more powerful than anything out there that is not aligned, that is not expanded, and that is not calibrated. So with that said, this week, I want you to focus on going inward and taking responsibility and no more finger pointing and just claiming that power and that strength that you have, and then see through those eyes, you know, like putting on these glasses and then look around and say, wow, I see what's happening out there. However, I also understand that everything is connected, everything is energy, and everyone is here for the same reason, to experience life, and everyone is energetic and physical, and everyone actually does have a path, no matter. And then watch what happens to living your life. I'm telling you, you can change everything. You can move mountains in your surroundings when you go inward, you take responsibility on your line, and you look through these energetic glasses. Tell me what's happening. You know, you can message me. You can find me at freakyhealer.com. I'm Jacqueline, your host, and I always love to hear what these weekly freak segments are actually bringing for you. It always makes me super happy. So shoot me a message and tell me what this does for you. And I'll see you next week.